Welcome to the Get Fit Guys, quick and dirty tips to get moving and shape up. My name is Brock Armstrong and I am the Get Fit Guy. Movement is great for your brain and for your stress levels. And today's episode is all about why an active vacation actually beats a beach chair and a margarita, well, every single time. Remember back in grade school when your teacher clearly wasn't completely ready for the school year to begin? You'd get the good old assignment to write an essay about what you learned on your summer vacation? Well, you can think of this as my what I learned on my summer vacation essay, but with a bit more of a fitness and wellness vibe than, well, I had in the fifth grade. Now, on my summer vacation, I traveled through Denmark, Belgium, and Holland, with some brief dips into Sweden and Germany as well, on a bicycle and on foot. As you probably know, I have always been a believer in making vacations an active affair for fun and for fitness. But cycling from town to town was actually a bit of a new adventure for me, an adventure that I highly recommend. Now that I've been home for a few weeks, I've had a chance to reflect on my trip, and I am now ready to share what I experienced and contemplated during my cycling vacation. The first thing I want to highlight is that safe cycling is more fun. As a cyclist, if you're constantly afraid of getting hit by a car or even just run off the road by drivers whose cars are clearly too big for their own good, well, you're not going to have all that much fun. The good people of Europe, though, specifically Denmark, Holland, and Belgium, seem to have that sorted out. We North Americans could really take a lesson on the importance of bike safety from the Scandinavians. Not only are the bike lanes significantly wider in those countries than they are in Canada and the US, but much of the time there's an entirely separate roadway specifically for bikes. A roadway that even has its own numbering and navigation system. Check out the Cycle Across Netherlands Trip Planner website for a great example of how easy it is to plan your bicycle trip. In Europe, cycling seems to play an important role in keeping our seniors healthy as well. I have never seen so many spryly, cycling, and self-sufficient septuagenarians in my life. It was both, well, depressing and inspiring at the same time. My newly minted vision for my retirement years is to be happily pedaling along a country path with a smorgasbord in my bike's basket and a happy pupper in the chariot that I'm pulling along behind me. But okay, the good news is that we don't all have to move to Copenhagen to get this outcome. In my article, The Benefits of Biking to Work, I dove into some of the research in the British Medical Journal that measured the incidence of fatal and non-fatal cardiovascular disease, cancer, and any causes of death, including getting hit by a car, among the cyclist participants over 5 years. At the end of the five-year study, the study's authors wrote that, and I quote, "Cycle commuters had a 52% lower risk of dying from heart disease and a 40% lower risk of dying from cancer. They also had a 46% lower risk of developing heart disease and a 45% lower risk of developing cancer at all." Now, if you don't feel safe riding a bicycle in your neighborhood, well, walking is a perfectly viable option. So is writing a letter to your city council to encourage them to add more bike lanes in your city. Or you can follow my lead and simply choose your cycling route carefully to avoid traffic. And always, and I do mean always, assume that no one knows that you are on the road and that your safety is your responsibility. Now, this philosophy has made me a safe cyclist for many years, even while living in major cities like Toronto and Vancouver. Okay, my second lesson that I learned on my summer vacation is that eating satisfying meals is enough. You know, most days on our cycling adventure, we pedaled our bikes for at least 4 hours, and some days it was more like 6 or 7 hours. On the first day, we made sure that we had water bottles and a snack handy at all times, but quite honestly, aside from one ambitious day when we decided to push ourselves all the way from Gouda to Amsterdam without stopping for lunch, well, we didn't touch our snacks and we only had a few sips from our water bottles. Now, the truth is that we've been told so many times by the sport nutrition industry, and by that I mean companies like Gatorade and PowerBar, that we need to stay fueled at all times. And if we don't, we'll hit that dreaded wall. I'm an experienced athlete, and so is my Boston Marathon running partner. But we still had it in our heads that we would need to be chomping down on a banana at regular intervals during our adventure to keep ourselves going. And you know what? That just isn't so. Sure, if we had been racing or on more grueling terrain, Holland in particular is pretty darn flat, well, we may have needed some extra fuel. But as it was, a good breakfast and a normal lunch were all we needed. The occasional mid-morning coffee and pastry in some picturesque Swedish ferry terminal didn't hurt either. But my point is that we tend to overestimate how much energy we actually burn when we exercise. And if you're actively trying to lose body fat or maintain healthy body composition, well, this can get you in trouble. Unless we are engaged in some seriously strenuous and lengthy exercise routines, we really don't need to worry about replacing those lost calories. I'm not saying you should go hungry, but drinking to thirst and eating to hunger is just fine for the majority of our movement lives. And my final lesson that I learned on my summer vacation is that vacation relaxation is a myth. Now, the majority of us have many daily responsibilities, and over time, they add up to what we call stress. That stress makes us want to, well, run away and hide, and fair enough, that's why we have vacation time. But does lying on a beach with a sugary beverage in your hand really give you the mental break that you need? Well, perhaps for a day or two it does, but if we study the great minds of history, we learn that being active is actually the tried and true way to solve issues that weigh us down. Great artists like Beethoven, Tchaikovsky, and Dickens were known for hitting the bricks to unwind and to spark their creativity. Other great minds who used movement as a way to deal with their work pressures include Albert Einstein, René Descartes, Sigmund Freud, and more recently, Steve Jobs. Jobs was actually known to take a daily walk as part of his creative process and stress relief. So, the next time you book a holiday getaway, don't get hung up on the idea of complete relaxation at some all-inclusive resort. Tootling through the countryside on a bike while stopping to visit with some sheep and admire the countryside and pop into the occasional 500-year-old World Heritage Site, well, that left me both relaxed and energized. And the point of a vacation is to get away from the high-demand situations that we find ourselves in each day. Eliminating, or at least limiting, your ability to check your email, answer your phones, and look at social media allows you to not only focus on the here and now, but also to think clearly about the future. While I was riding through the serene Dutch countryside, the last thing on my mind is who might have emailed me or what Instagram influencer might have just posted. Movement and exercise affect the brain. So we know that the cognitive benefits are nearly as impressive as the physical benefits. And remember, our brains and bodies do not operate in isolation, independent of each other. What you do with your body benefits or harms your mental faculties as much as it adds or subtracts from the girth of your thighs. So when your next vacation is approaching, I would encourage you to ask yourself, do you want to come back feeling stimulated and energetic with a brain full of great ideas and solutions? Or do you want to come back feeling like you, well, need a vacation to recover from your vacation? The choice is yours. Being active is always an option, if you're open to it. Don't forget to tune in next week when I am going to give you a killer workout to help prepare you for a good day of hiking. You're not going to want to miss that one. If you enjoy this podcast, make sure you follow me on social media as well. You can find me on Facebook, I'm GetFitGuy, and on Twitter, I'm also GetFitGuy, and Instagram, I'm BrockArm. It's a little bit different, but you can find all the links to everything you need to know over at quickanddirtytips.com/GetFitGuy or my own website, BrockArmstrong.com. Now, what are you waiting for? Get out there and book yourself an active vacation.